The afterlife is not just a mystery to be solved. It's an opportunity to expand life beyond boundaries. As the rishis described it, awareness begins in an unbounded state with pure consciousness and then cascades plane by plane until it reaches the physical world. Each level is in you. At any given moment, you could place yourself anywhere. The choice of boundaries or unboundedness is yours alone. Therefore, journeys to heaven and hell are daily occurrences, not far-off possibilities. This is hard for many people to accept because they want a fixed, reliable me that will bring stability to an unstable world. But there is no separation between observer and observed. Each is changing constantly. After-death experience shifts to the subtle realm, which more obviously presents an infinite variety. Yet we are already touching on those experiences every day. Here are some of the labels we apply to our voyages in the subtle world. Dreams, imagination, myths, archetypes, epiphanies, the shadow, collective consciousness, numinous creation, angels, demons, saints, bodhisattvas, deities, sacred visions, desires and wishes, inspiration. Somewhere on this list falls everything the rishis called consciousness filled with subtle objects. The shadow may be an unfamiliar term. It refers to hidden forces that influence us as if beyond our will. The shadow self in Jungian psychology is a region of the unconscious where we store energies that become our version of dark, evil, shameful, or adversarial beings. It's hard to imagine how the shadow can occupy the same space as beings of light, which are numinous and include angels and deities. We're tempted to allot separate places for each, but there are no physical divisions in the subtle domain, and therefore no barriers between separate heaven and hell, light and shadow. Access to the entire subtle world is always open. If you can imagine and dream, you can also experience departed spirits, angels, or gods. Therefore, the first step for anyone who wants to enter the sub-worlds of consciousness, which include all the realms of the afterlife, is to drop one's inflexible rules about what is real and unreal. Many cultures have viewed the barrier between life and death as permeable. We insist on making it into a wall, and behind this insistence lurks a good deal of unspoken fear. We equate the entire subtle domain with the realm of death, which is far from the case. My son died when he was just 22, a woman told me recently. It was a brain tumor, and I was staying at his home the day he passed away. With me were his sister and his new wife. Tom's passing was peaceful, and that evening we three women stayed up late talking about him, and we fell asleep together by the fire. The next morning, his wife was quite excited and told us that Tom came to her in a dream and reassured her that he was all right. His sister blurted out that Tom had also come to her in a dream saying the same thing. They turned to me and yes, I had had the same dream. We all felt that Tom was so vividly present that it had not seemed like a dream, it was really him. In this example, one sees a bleed-through between several levels of the subtle world, dreams, departed spirits, and collective consciousness. In this case, collective means an awareness shared by three people, although the term can be expanded much, much further. This kind of blending is much more common than we think. Boundaries, after all, are arbitrary. Einstein, whose reputation rests upon rational thought, declared that the germ of the theory of relativity came to him while daydreaming. Shall we call that a dream, a vision, or inspiration? Shall we call Tom's reassurance to his family real or illusory, inspiring, or merely a projection of grief that needed an outlet? Sorting out the subtle world was a project that the Vedic rishis set for themselves. By going deeper into their explanations, we can begin to navigate this level of reality that is closest to the soul. We have arrived at the suburbs of immortality, as it were, which are not quite eternal, yet not bound by time and space either.